I'm kind of like the Iowa State offense. Sometimes it just takes a minute for it to click.
A minute, anyway. So, you know what? Right after that game ended, I wondered, okay, what do we want to talk about? Because part of me, and tell me if you can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Because I don't know how this stupid Zoom works. But part of me wanted to do it in the stadium, wanted to do like an instant reaction in the stadium, but
it was for the best that. I think now that I've had some time to think on it.
Oh yeah, I would have loved to do it up there.
It would have been hot.
It would have, oh, that's, yeah, that's why those hot ones, those are the money makers, but they also get you fired if you say the wrong thing. But yeah, I've been thinking like all day, like what the hell do I want to start out with? And you know what? Sometimes you just get a gift. Okay. Sometimes you just get a gift. And I was making dinner. I make these good chicken wraps. I sent you a picture of the chicken.
I saw that.
I made these good chicken wraps. They took me like an hour to make. Don't worry. I meal prepped them. So I made them for the full week, but I made one for me and it's delicious. And I gave one to Love, my wife, and for those of you listening. And she took a bite of it. She's like, I don't want this right now. I'm like, well, kind of spent like an hour on it. Can you? Yeah. It's like, just save it for tomorrow. I'll eat it for lunch. I'm like, okay, fine. And then I was like, what do you want? And then she goes, can you get those pancake sausage sticks in the freezer and just make me three of them? Just put them in the microwave and do it.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, that's fine. That's easy enough. And I threw them in the microwave. And this was like right as you're like, hey, do we want to record tonight? And I'm like, okay. And then right as I'm put them in there for a minute 30. I take them out and I bring them to her. I was like, well, that was easy. Why the fuck did I even bother with the fucking wrap?
Wasn't the wrap better?
To me, yeah. But guess what? It didn't serve a purpose for Love, my wife. It didn't serve a purpose for her. It didn't do the job tonight. You know what did the job? Something simple. Something simplistic. A fucking bacon, or a fucking, I don't even, it's a pancake sausage thingy stick, a pancake stick, that's what they're called. That did the job tonight. And I was like, that is very metaphorical, where we have an offense that we run out of the spread, which is supposed to be a quick offense with utilizing the passing game to really bolster your, like, quick passes, get up to the line, go. You don't need a huddle. Get up, go, get up, go, get up, go. That's what the spread offense is. But we insist to run it up the gut and take every time on the clock. It doesn't make any sense. We are doing exactly what I did tonight. We are making an elaborate wrap that somebody doesn't want. It's not going to work that way. Just stick to the pancake stick. Everybody will be happy.
I like.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're more or less, if we're wanting to be a time-killing offense that just marches down the field, then why aren't we going out of the power eye?
Why aren't we going out of the power eye? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, that's probably what, like...
I'll tell you something.
Are we a run team? And a lot of these problems are... I know we're getting in the hot real quick. You can tell me what you...
No, keep on trucking.
We are realizing this year that we do not have an NFL running back.
Yeah.
Breece Hall fucking torched the league today. We had an NFL running back, and that's a big fucking Band-Aid. Tell me what you need to. I got cough.
All right. I talking about doing instant reaction live from the stands, live from the tailgate lot, which is what we should have probably done, is done something at the tailgate lot rather than looking at the clock and saying, we better get the hell home, and then sitting in our car in the parking lot and all the way down Lincoln Way for the next hour and a half. But
yeah,
we'll wise up for the next one. But
well, we forget every year, we forget what these night games are.
Yeah, everybody finally looks at their watch, they're like, yeah, we need to get home. So last night I was all kinds of ready to christen a new nickname for our quarterback as check down Deckers and and just crucify the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I waited. We did a whole bunch of driving around today, going to pick up our kids. They stayed at grandma and grandpa's house, all that stuff. And so I didn't get to completely rewatch the game. I tried to first thing in the morning, and we had Martinez dead to rights on their third play. Colby Reader had him. They scored that fluke fucking touchdown, and I shut the TV off. I wasn't ready for it yet. But this afternoon, I did cherry pick around, mainly watching our offense to see how things were going. Because last night, had it in my head that he was checking down like a son of a bitch when there were wide open guys, and he was throwing at people's knees. That was all I could think of last night from my drunken position in the southwest corner.
And it was drunken.
Well, full day of tailgating, and it was a good party.
Yeah. I honestly don't really remember the first half too well. So we're going by the second half performance here.
Right. Well, so the spots where I was watching was – I wonder if some of those knee shots were coming when he was under more pressure in that fourth quarter. I don't know, because I didn't watch it all the way through. But there were a number of mistakes made by a number of individuals on that offensive end. And so I guess I don't know who the hell to be mad at, other than collectively as a unit, they just all have to figure it out. We've got a sputtering stop-start rushing attack. We've got a quarterback who can't hit a screen pass. We've got there were two instances on key plays where receiver let Deckers down. One of them, I would say, it was a third down. Can't remember exactly the position of the field. We were marching beyond midfield. And had an important third and seven, something like that. Patented crossing pattern. And Dimitri Stanley just couldn't hold on to it. A couple more times, Hutchinson normally would be sure-handed, and he didn't get a hold of him. That one ball into the corner of the end zone, or the near pylon of the end zone, to Hutchinson went right through both his hands. And sure, it wasn't an easy pitch and catch, but a guy of his caliber, you're used to seeing him make those.
When you're
that would have been a touchdown.
You need to make that if you're all Big 12.
That would have been our touchdown right there, and that would have been all we needed. The way our defense was playing again,
I mean, like
just obliterating that offense.
You look around the league, and you see these. And I know every one of our guys is trying their hardest. They're trying their best to win. I'm not going at anybody's efforts or anybody's want to or will to win. That's yeah. I know that they're the fucking competitors of the world, but I mean, there's dudes on Oklahoma State who are catching the ball upside down on their noggin. And like, that's the type of level of catch that you need to make in this league. Yeah. If you want to win games. I mean, Oklahoma State at home, top 10 team, they barely beat a Texas Tech team. They beat them by 10 points, and it was a back and forth game the whole afternoon. It's going to come down to if you make those one or two critical plays, and that last night was the same thing. You're going to make one or two of those critical plays, because if you turn two of those field goals into touchdowns, we kill that team.
I think what we're seeing is you've got Jarrell Brock with all his talent is not Breece Hall.
And he's injured.
Xavier Hutchinson as your key go-to man with all his talent isn't as sure-handed as Charlie Kohler. Uh-huh. You've got Hunter Deckers with all his arm strength, and he's learning on the job. He's not Brock Purdy.
No.
And so those couple important plays that were just not there yet. And so we're watching a team learning on the fly, and what I'm coming to grips with is the league being every team we've played so far. I at least know that we are equals to the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I can argue that we're better than the opponent in every single game that we've played.
Definitely the Kansas schools.
We can split hairs on the Baylor game, but every other game.
I think Baylor is the better team that day, but I think Kansas and Kansas State, I know we could have beat them.
No. And so instead of being, having a share of the fight still at the top of the heap, we're sitting in the basement with Oklahoma. And that's the frustrating thing, but I wasn't mentally prepared at all this season for these fucking annoying growing pains. And you just hope that eventually it clicks, you know? And so can we figure this shit out?
We need that Breece Hall click. Remember his first season where one game he was just terrible. And then literally the next game, that West Virginia game, it was like, oh my gosh, where the fuck was this guy all season? We need that click, but from like five dudes. So yeah, there was times where I was in the stands where I was like, oh, Deion Sylas, he just lost 3 yards, but he could have had five.
Mm-hmm.
That's a play that Breece would have had 10. Breece would have gotten a first down on that play, and Deion lost yards. I mean, you even saw it in the Jets game today. You saw it in the Jets game where Breece would go chunk, 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 5 yards, 5 yards, 15 yards. And then his backup, Michael Carter, would come in. Well, actually, Michael Carter's the starter, not for long. And he would come in and he would run 1 yard, 2 yard. Zach Wilson would have to throw. There is a thing called some guys are just better.
Yeah, well, and sure.
Breece Hall is, I mean, he could be an NFL All-Pro like next year.
Mm-hmm.
Within a couple of years, he'll be an NFL All-Pro, and who knows, maybe he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know. I'm not going to get that far yet. But he looked damn good today. He looked good last week. That's a year out for playing at Iowa State.
I mean, I'm just pissed at how this golden opportunity for us with this conference, the way it's laying out this season, we aren't in a position to take advantage of it. I mean, fucking Kansas.
Kansas State,
and everybody's touting Adrian Martinez as the second coming after leaving Nebraska. And what did we do to him? He looked pretty fucking pedestrian apart from a couple of plays. Two plays, what? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he...
For being a guy that's getting Heisman talk.
And it wasn't even like those passes were like money throws.
No, they were just...
Dude.
Yeah, it was just blown. It was just a blown... Because we were selling out against the run, which is what we were supposed to do against them. Prove it with your arm. And he did and on two
the
plays.
One, the touchdown, we should have gotten a sack.
Yes.
That's like literally one of the only flaws from the defense.
There's Mike Rose.
Yep.
And that's the difference between our team that we've gotten accustomed to seeing and these new guys that, yeah, they're fucking talented and they're learning on the job to a degree. And I want to be pissed off at somebody. I don't know who to pin it on. So it's just one of those fucking things. I don't know.
The coaches need to get these players in the position and develop them quickly enough so that they can play college football.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys, like sometimes you'll have a Brock Purdy where when he comes out, and he's ready to go, he lights the world on fire. Other guys, it takes them a couple games. I mean, it took Breece Hall a couple games to get going. And then when he was good, he was good. Will Hunter is the problem that we have is, will Hunter Deckers ever get there? I don't fucking know.
Who knows?
We've seen flashes from Jalen Knoll, but it's like we don't even go to him anymore.
That's the thing is – And that comes back to, I believe, the quarterback, because they're a drive killer in our first or second drive of the game. Had Stanley and Knoll crossing for a first down. They were basically mimicking the same exact pattern, one in front of the other, and Knoll was wide open. Now, who knows? Maybe a linebacker was in front of that. In front of him, he couldn't make the pass. I'm not sure, but he chose to throw it to Stanley instead, who was in good coverage, and he couldn't hang on to the ball there either. So it's in that series, he was kind of targeting Stanley more often. It just seems like he's fixating on guys a little bit.
He did that in high school.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, he had one guy that he played with. I believe he was a walk-on at Iowa State last year, but then he left.
That one guy just that much better than the rest of his teammates? That could be too.
I believe so, and it was his cousin. So, like, you would see Hunter Deckers throwing for, like, 450 yards in a high school game, but 350 of them were to his cousin.
Sure.
So, like, I think he's very used to getting fixated on one guy and throwing to him the whole game. Because that's what he grew up doing. He grew up playing with his cousin. So, like, my cousin will be open. I'll just throw to that guy. He's the best guy. I'll throw to that guy. And that's a habit that you can get. And it's a bad habit. It's a tough habit to break because that's your insurance policy. Because
I think there's talent with Jalen Knoll and Dimitri Stanley.
Absolutely.
They've shown me enough now. Sean Shaw had a couple of grabs, too, that he was looking good in.
The thing that I'm just getting the most frustrated with this team, and I don't even know, I don't know where I want to go with this podcast. I don't know if
either.
I want to be sad. I don't know if I want to be mad. I don't know whatever, what we're going to, I don't know. But the thing that frustrates me is we've played Deuce Vaughn for 3 years, and last night he had 10 carries for 23 yards.
Yeah. Best running back in the league.
One of the best running backs in the league. I think Bijan's better than him.
I'm just going off of what, like, a lot of people want to say.
Like, we're hearing all this tout of him, and like, he comes into Ames and does diddly shit. The only two wide receivers caught passes on Kansas State. And one of them was for a long ass touchdown, and the other one was for another long ass catch, but a fumble on the one. I mean, You had some, like, we had some angel looking out for us last night who said, I'll make your defense poke it out at the one and get a touchback.
I couldn't watch that.
I know. I know.
I was just so mad that because that play right there was basically it was in my head, well, look at fucking that. The defense keeps coming and coming and coming. They're doing the job. We're not capitalizing on our end with the ball. We're not, the offense isn't doing their part of the deal. And here comes the squeak play that's going to end it for us. Mm-hmm. So I just sat down, put my head in my hands.
They only need like two or three squeak plays that will end the game. I mean, this is the same thing that Iowa goes through. If two or three of those plays get through, they're done. You're done.
My head was in my hands, and I just didn't even want to see if we got the ball or not.
I mean, every part about that recovery, from Anthony Johnson poking it out at the one, Bo Freeler basically tackling Malik Knowles to make sure that he doesn't get the ball,
and
Colby Reader coming up with it. Like,
it was amazing.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift to your offense to say, we're still fighting for this shit.
Mm-hmm. And there's no quit on this team. There's no quit on this team. I just, the defense was doing everything that you needed. They were taking care of business. Special teams was taking care of business.
I just don't know where the problem is.
I think it's just the number. It's a number of players on that offensive end.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this. If they're not cutting it, give someone else a shot. If Hunter Deckers is making the wrong reads and the wrong throws, give someone else a shot. If he's making the right throws and doing all that, it's just not happening. All right, that's fine. If the wide receivers aren't open, find some other receivers on your roster that can get open. If the running backs aren't cutting it, just, you got to figure it out. Do we have talent on this team or not?
Well, we were talking about that. I'm pretty sure I said that to you last night. Is this one of those gigs where our offense would be better off with an Ashton Cook at quarterback? Just, he may not have the attributes. Maybe he does, but I'm assuming he doesn't have the attributes that Deckers has. But would he have better command of the offense? I don't know. I was thinking that last night while I was still drinking in the parking lot after the game. But I'm almost treating this season as a pick your guys and let them figure it out on the job. Someone's going to have to figure it out, because otherwise you're checking another guy in and he's figuring it out on the job. I don't know.
Is it a lost season then?
Well, I mean, we're not going to Dallas.
Mathematically, we could still go to Dallas if we win out.
I'm not ready to say never say never, but it's starting to get real hard to say that we're just going to win out now.
We still got that blind optimism.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Is like back 2011, when I was a fan, I just knew he didn't have any fucking talent. Like, I knew the coffers were empty.
Yeah.
These were the best guys that we have. We're putting them out there, and they're still dog shit. Like, I'm not bashing anybody on those teams, but they you watch that Texas game in 2011, mm-hmm. you're seeing a tale of two cities.
Yeah.
A team that has every resource and every five-star, and a team that has no resources and will never sniff a five-star, can barely sniff a four-star, and didn't really have any on that team anyways. Like, it's the haves and the have-nots. They came into town And they rolled us. They rolled us.
Yeah.
And just like, don't even bother putting in a backup quarterback or a backup running back to try to fix it. It's not going to fix anything. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Like, you knew that. Now, do we have the talent now? Because I'm looking at the recruiting classes. I like the guys that we have. I think we have a lot of really talented guys who can get the job done.
Right.
The coffers are not empty. These guys are competitors. Guys will step up. I'm not calling for – I don't know where the problem is. I don't have the playbook. I don't know who the primary receivers are. But I know that we're probably – it probably wasn't the game plan to throw it to Xavier Hutchinson 15 out of 35 times. Especially with the other wide receivers that we have.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have that swing pass to the running back, be part of the offense, can we get a fucking quarterback that can make it? Or just take it out of there? Because it ain't working with Hunter.
That's, you know what I'm saying? That still just boggles my mind because – Those first couple drives, he was putting touch on the ball. It's like as the game progresses and the pressure ratchets up, he loses that touch. I don't know.
What he needs to see, what I really think would be good for him, is for him to do this whole Spencer Sanders experiment. Spencer Sanders, the good thing about Spencer Sanders is he's great at scrambling for a first down and running out of bounds right beyond the sticks just to see the sticks move. Spencer Sanders is not an NFL quarterback. Spencer Sanders is not – he's good. He's a really good college quarterback. Not anything special, though. The good thing – the thing that he does is he creates his own momentum. He gets beyond the sticks and goes, okay, that's a first down. I did that shit. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. And he gets back to the line, does it again and again and again. Death by a thousand cuts. And then they throw a bomb and they beat you. They beat you deep. And you just have no hope after that. We need Hunter Deckers to see that he moved the sticks by himself. Either through the air or with his legs. He's not seeing it right now, and it's not helping his confidence. And that's why
is that gonna be the answer instead of these check down crosses to
100%
to open up our running attack? Because while you were talking, I was scrolling out the individual stats, and I'm looking at our rushing leaders.
Good night.
And it is disgusting again.
Good night,
Jirel. 13 attempts, 33 yards. Deion, 7 attempts, 35 yards. And Hunter had four rushes for 30 yards. I'm assuming maybe one of them was an actual designed run.
I don't know if he had a designed run or not.
I don't remember.
But
I would guess that he gained more than that. Wouldn't his rushing be negated by sacks on that individual stat line?
Yes.
And so he was our best rushing threat. Don't even bother. Just spread it out and tell him.
He had some good. He had some good scrambles.
He did have a couple. I thought I remembered.
Yeah.
If nothing's there, take five and slide. Or run somebody over like he likes to do.
I think our biggest issue, and we saw it at the end of the game, and I wanted to punch a child around us. Not really. I wasn't going to do that.
I was going to say, because that would have been either my niece or my nephew.
Yeah. Well, I I was just so upset. I was just like, I could do evil deeds right now just because I'm so fucking mad. We are looking at a quarterback right now that doesn't know what the correct play is, and he's not comfortable at all. He's not comfortable at all, at all. Let me explain. When he's in the first quarter, he's a lot more comfortable. He knows the plays that we're going to run, and he's actually decent at it.
Yep.
Does it always go our way? No, but you can see that there's touch on the ball. You can see that it's going to the right guy. He's spreading it out. He's getting to Jalen Knoll. He's getting it to Dimitri Stanley. He's getting it to the other guys. And he's not just going straight to X every time. But then as the game progresses, he loses that touch. He keys on one receiver and sticks with him.
Yeah.
Nervous quarterbacks, they tend to throw it fast and they tend to throw it up, like above their receivers or significantly at their knees. That's what a nervous quarterback looks like. We've seen that with Petrus all the fucking time. When they get nervous, they either throw it really high or really low and just with a bunch of heat on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting nervous. And the key thing where I knew that, like, he is playing so fucking tight was on that, I think it was that fourth down play right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And he gets out of the pocket and you're like, oh shit, he's going to scramble and get the first down. We're going to put a drive together and kick a field goal. And Jace Gilbert's going to be carried off the field and we're going to rush the field. It's going to be great. Now he scrambles, gets out of the pocket. And instead of taking it, just fighting for a first down, he throws a dump pass that falls incomplete.
That was the very last play of the game. Last play of the meaningful plays of the game. That
I believe so.
That
wasn't it?
I watched that pass. Actually, I thought it was a pretty good pass watching it back along the sideline for a gain of – it probably would have been 10, 15 yards. And it was either to Stanley or X, and they just didn't corral it in from what I saw.
They might have thought.
That's the problem is,
it's a thing. He second guessed that.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, though. Take the easy money. Take the easy money and just trust your legs to get those yards.
He second guessed it. I'm guessing the receiver wasn't ready. They should be ready, but they weren't.
Yeah.
And it's a guy playing scared right now. And he can't. We're not going to go down to Austin and have a guy who's playing scared beat the Texas Longhorns. It's not going to happen. You're not going to play Oklahoma either with a scared quarterback and beat them.
Yeah.
Like, their defense might be shit. And their team might be shit. But still, they got five-star talent everywhere. We need our quarterback to gain some confidence. We need him to know, like, okay, I'm the dude. This is what we're going to do. And the way to do that is he needs to see people catching the ball down the field. He needs to be the reason why we're moving the sticks, either with his arm or his legs. And these fucking shallow crossers just ain't going to do it because it's boring as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel accomplished when you throw a 3-yard cross.
Well, not when you need five.
Not when you need five. I mean, and every time you have to trot your ass off and clap hands with Tyler Perkins, you just feel like I'm a fucking bum.
Yeah.
If you're Hunter Deckers, you should make Tyler Perkins transfer because he's not on the field enough. That should be your goal. Never let Tyler Perkins punt the ball once. And I'm not saying we should lose Tyler Perkins. I think he's a good player. Your goal should be, I don't want this punter to ever fucking see the field.
Exactly right. Well.
And Hunter Deckers is like, don't worry about fucking up. You've already fucked up before. You've thrown a bunch of interceptions. It's fine. You've thrown interceptions in all the games we won. Like, don't worry about it, dude. We won those games. We beat Iowa. We're throwing two. And they have good defense in Kinnick. Throw it down the field. Just throw it down the field. Whatever happened, it'll be better. I don't know.
That's kind of where I was hung up. I just had myself all kinds of confused today, where it's there just wasn't someone that I can just say,
no,
you're the reason that we're struggling, whether it be staff or player. It's a cumulative fuck up.
You know how much I would love to come on here and just have one dude to bash?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Hunter Decker I think that he's going through some growing pains right now, but I don't think he's the only problem.
No, because I was leaning heavy on the line before. And short down and distance play calling. But we didn't have a single scenario where it came down to third and inches or anything like that. So I couldn't fall back on old trusty. Like, yeah, there it is. That's a problem.
It's a mixture of a lot of things. And I know that.
I love that our kicker had a get right game.
And
I hated that he was the only guy who could get us any points on the board.
Same problem as
the Kansas game.
I hate that that storyline is overshadowed by an offense that's given gifts on the 50-yard line in the fourth quarter that needs to score points and can't do shit about fuck.
All they had to do, they didn't even have to. Like, so what if there's a fucking brick wall apparently right in the red zone that we can't get past? All they had to do was touch it, and we were going
to
win.
Get to the fucking end zone.
Well, I hear that, but let's crawl before we run. We couldn't even get him in that position to even trot the kicker out. He was feeling like $1 million yesterday. I totally would have given him that game-winning kick and felt good about it yesterday.
If you were to tell me back in the summer,
yeah,
that Kansas would score less than 17 points on you, yeah, Kansas State would score less than 17 points on you.
Sure.
Well,
I would have assumed our offense would at least put two touchdowns on the board against both of them.
Do we have a fucking pulse?
Yeah. And that's really the root of the issue. And that was the same problem that we had last week too. Like, nothing to do with the kicker. It was all down to the offense's ineptitude. And when you got down to where the moneymaker.
Here's the thing that I'm really getting at, Kevin, and I don't
get to it.
I hate being the guy that, like, calls out people, because, like, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to analyze shit. I'm a homer. It's a podcast. I'm just trying to analyze shit so I don't beat around the bush. So,
okay.
If we're going, I don't know what the fucking problem is. I don't know if it's the line. I don't know if it's the running backs. I don't know if it's the wide receivers. I don't know if it's this, that, the other thing, quarterback, tight end. We just named all the fucking positions. You know who that is? It's the fucking offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
If none of that shit's working, it's that fucking guy. Tom Manning, I don't care how many fucking records you broke. You know who, like, you know what matters? W's and L's. How many conference championships do you have? Because you know what? When you talk to Nick Saban, he doesn't give a fuck about the records. He says, I got rings. What do you got?
Yeah.
A whole lot of nothing. In my mind, it's all the hardware. Wins and losses. That's all that matters. I don't give a shit about your offensive ratings or your records, or this, that, and the other thing. Because I want to win. I don't care how it happens. You ever see how sausage is made? It's not pretty. It tastes good, though. It's called winning. You can't tell me now that Tom Manning is like, this is your job now. You don't coach a specific position group. You get paid $1 million. by a school that doesn't have $1 million to throw around at an offensive coordinator.
We've played four Power Five opponents this season so far.
Yep.
One more touchdown. What does that do for us in every single one of those games? And they were, and those, and that shouldn't have been, that's not asking for the moon. I say one more touchdown because against Baylor, we did score a touchdown. Against Iowa, we did score a touchdown.
I mean, I'm talking about an offense that's not completely anemic in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just ducked for cover. I mean, we were joking about, is the defense going to end up scooping and scoring to win us this game?
I mean, that's some Iowa Hawkeye bullshit. That's how they beat Rutgers. It's kind of how – that's how they beat That's how they beat South Dakota State.
You shouldn't have
that. Frankly, I don't care how it went. You win. I don't really want to win that way. I want to win where an offensive superstar or somebody on the offense scores some fucking touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. Can we get to the end zone? Are we out here playing football? Man, I don't know. I'm just like, I get that they're all young. Hunter Deckers is a junior, though. Jirell's a junior. This line is full of a lot of juniors and seniors. Xavier is a fifth-year senior.
Mm-hmm.
Easton Dean is a junior. These aren't freshmen. They've been in the program. They've been working out. They've been doing this, that, the other thing. I don't like, yes, they need some experience of playing time, but we're halfway through the season. Why isn't it fixing? Why is it going backwards?
Yeah, I don't think the level of opponent defensively has gone up week by week.
No, Kansas sucks.
Yeah.
Kansas sucks.
I think Iowa and Baylor's defenses are certainly better than Kansas or Kansas State's defenses.
We scored a field goal and a touchdown in Lawrence and in Kinnick.
Mm-hmm.
Two vastly different defenses, same fucking result. You did the same performance on offense in Kinnick against your bitter rival with a damn good defense.
That's
as you did proper. With a piss poor defense in Lawrence, Kansas, with a half empty stadium.
We just they can't said it was sold out as
half empty. What's up?
We just can't get out of our own way.
We can't get out of our own way. Problem. We overcomplicate it. Just get the pancake stick.
There it comes full circle.
You tell me about this dude's arm talent. Let's see it, dude.
Yeah, well, what can you do, huh?
What can you do? You can come to the game. You can come to the Oklahoma game, and you can root for the team. That's all you can do. I bet
I'll be there no matter how that Texas game goes. Because
no matter how that game goes, we better not hear any fucking booing. Because we don't boo our own team. We boo the refs. We don't boo our own team. That's some right. bullshit.
And I haven't heard anybody do that.
No, I haven't heard anybody do that. But some smart ass might think that it's funny.
Yeah.
We don't do that here. You can do that in Iowa City.
I was going to say, I can't think of a time in my life, really. That's not how Iowa State fans operate. I don't think. And something about Campbell saying that the fan base was trying to crucify or whatever our kicker after the Kansas game, I have to believe that was a complete minority. And those guys are fucking stupid. You're just going to come after a kicker in that situation when you know damn well you're going to need him the rest of the season, let alone the next 3 years of his career. How fucking short-sighted is that?
I hate everything about that quote.
Well, it was taken out of context, and he didn't think. I watched the whole thing. It is exactly what he said, but he didn't mean the fan base. He meant fucking jackwagons that are a part of the fan base.
So, what exactly was the context? Can you explain this? Because that's one of those things where I'm like, that doesn't sit well with me as a fan.
Well, he was getting led into with questions about why can't we run the ball and why did Hunter keep targeting Xavier all the time and that sort of thing. So he was getting heated before this.
Oh, sure.
And then somebody mentioned something. I think it was Randy trying to kind of lob him a softball about how great it was that Jace Gilbert got back out on the field and really showed out his very first attempt after that Kansas game. And talk to me a little bit, coach, about his week and that sort of thing. And so he started going in about how 7 years on, they built this great culture with the ex-players still caring about the team and being a part of the group and the 20 guys that wanted to get his phone number so they could console him and stuff. And when the fan base was trying to, I can't remember what he said exactly, trying to light this kid up or something like that, or blast him or whatever. And it just read like he was attacking the entire fan base. But I know that if he wasn't already in the heat of the moment, he would have said some fools in that are a part of the fan base we're blasting off on this kid, because there's no damned way that he.
I still don't like the quote.
Well, it doesn't read well. Doesn't read well.
No,
but I don't believe that. I was a little heated about that this morning when I read it at first, and like, there's no way he could have possibly thought that. As devoted as this fan base is, that's not what my coach thinks of us. Now, I will say this about our devoted fan base.
Yeah.
Can we not wait until third fucking down when the PA guy goes, it's third and three, Cyclone fans. We're making it loud. And then we get off our church pews and we start cheering finally. I get it. The offense isn't moving a fucking inch at times when we really need them to. And that's what is probably deflating the fans.
Oh, like, yeah.
Come on. We were still winning until that fourth quarter. And it felt like it should have been the West Virginia game all over again. It had that feeling. And it just was, I thought, too quiet. When we were on defense in first and second down, they get a first down. Everybody instantly sits down. What the fuck? So we're going to wait until they get another third down. And maybe I'm just an idiot fan. Maybe I'm just that guy.
No. My dream is that North End Zone just for a bunch of union workers. Well, with a ticket, you get a free beer. You're going to sit in that section. Yesterday would have been a perfect day to buy a $15 beer. Come on, Jamie. But
don't set the price tag that high.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. We'll come to that discussion in the off season. But just have a wall of union workers just cussing out Adrian Martinez and Deuce Vaughn the entire game.
I'm not worried about our fan base becoming apathetic or anything after a three-game snide for the first time since 1998.
I don't think they'll be apathetic with a team. I think they will be apathetic if we lose to Texas. I think the apathy will start to set in because people will go, the best that we can do is 8-4, and there's still a bunch of losable games on here.
Sure.
I think people will.
They'll be more losable if nobody's showing up at our next home games.
Right.
I mean, you'll speak it right into existence if you don't show up. The last thing I've known Iowa State fans to be is a bunch of quitters like that. But it does make me a little bit nervous just because the way that the crowd was reacting when we were on defense at times last night, it just didn't feel as hot as it used to. No. And it's almost like we've just gotten used to being a better program. And now we're too busy grumbling about how we didn't get the job done six plays before to worry about the next play.
What games were we hot though? What are your best crowds?
I was comparing it to other night game environments, I guess.
Yeah, you're talking probably about West Virginia, the 2018 West Virginia game, which all time game.
So maybe I'm just holding us to a standard that only happens once every three to five years. I don't know.
Well, that whole home game, we were ahead. Our offense was clicking. Now, it wasn't like we were burning them, just killing them.
No, but it felt like it.
But we were moving the ball. Mm-hmm. We were moving the ball consistently. I mean, that's Brock Purdy's first start. Yeah. And we felt on top of the world. I think that might have been his first start at Jack Trice. I can't remember if he played that Kansas game before or after it, but I knew it was like his first start at Jack Trice, and David could do no wrong in that game. And we were hot because we knew that like our offense was clicking. The TCU game where everybody's going crazy, we were riding a high because we hadn't lost. I mean, we beat Oklahoma. We won the next two games, and we're riding high because we're ranked for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
And even that Oklahoma State game last year, we were in that game. We were winning. Like, it was going neck and neck, and it's one of those games you're playing the sixth team in the country, and you have to be – like, the crowd knew the assignment. You have to be in that game in order to win.
Yep.
And we did our job.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Last night, the crowd knew, oh, defense is going to come out and they're going to play good. They're going to do well. It's up to the offense. We can't yell on offense.
Yeah, I hate losing to Baylor because I just have it in my mind that they're a doormat because they were once upon a time. I hate losing to Kansas because they are a doormat.
They are a doormat. They're still bad.
And losing to Kansas State now, the third loss in conference already after three games.
I don't even think they're that good.
I don't think they are that either. And they're sitting on top of the perch, but you lose that third one. And now you're kind of just scratching your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's just a whole nother cat. I'm not as hot today as I was.
Tom Manning better earn his money. Is he worth that milli?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's rhetorical. If he's worth that milli, he'll figure it out this week. He's got this week to figure it out. And we just need a sign of life against Texas. Because let me tell you, this is a perfect letdown look-ahead sandwich for Texas. They play in the biggest game of their lives.
I think it's going to go one of two ways there. It's going to go one of two ways. They're either going to beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be in for one of those nail biters that they don't want to be a part of.
Do you know who they have next week?
Next week, Texas?
Yeah. They have Oklahoma State. Seventh-ranked Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
They think that we are the bottom of the league. We are. And they're just going to waltz right over us. They're not even going to care. They're going to think, we got to beat Oklahoma State, and then we are going to win this league. That's what they're going to think.
We just can't make it fun for them in the beginning. If it's fun for them in the beginning, I worry about a little bit of a landslide there.
Mm-hmm.
But our defense is All we got to do is just move the ball. We don't even have to put up points in those opening in that opening.
All we have to do, all we have to do is make them take us for granted for a half.
Because our defense is going to come and make it hard on them. We just need to do our part on the offensive end and not make it easy on their defense. Well, we can talk about that one later, but
we'll talk about that one.
My mind's just I'm bouncing all over the place.
I don't know how to give the people what they want in this podcast. I wish I could tell you what the fuck is wrong. I don't know.
Right.
I wish I could be like, yeah, that fucking Deckers, that guy's a pig. I think he doesn't know what he's supposed to do out there. And I think that's between the coaches and him and all that. I think there's multiple factors as to why. And I saw wide receivers getting open.
Yeah.
I saw running backs not hitting the holes that they're supposed to.
I know my brother was hot that final drive, and I missed it. That final drive, somebody was flying down the field wide open for a touchdown.
Jalen Noll, there's nobody within 20 yards of him.
And we just tunnel visioned right out of that play.
Yeah, because Jalen Noll, he's invisible. Apparently,
to the defense, that's why he was so wide open.
Well, yeah, to us too.
Anyway, well,
I better get out before I cause myself some trouble.
Yeah, don't do that to yourself.
All right, well, you want to know something? I think they're gonna win this week. Then I really don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with my life.
Yeah, it's only Sunday, it isn't even Tuesday yet.
Yeah, Tuesday I'm going to wake up and go, we're going to fucking beat the Longhorns. Oh, why are we going to do that?
Sign me up.
Send them packing. This is their last year, right? Like, they're definitely going to beat.
I told you I wanted this one more than Iowa, more than anything.
We're going to win it for you, Kevin.
If they did that.
I'm coming to your house, by the way.
Okay.
I'll be able to drive again, so I'll be coming to your house.
Well, hey, do you want to come to my house for that game? I just thought I'd invite you.
Okay. Well, I know where you'll be. Like, I was thinking about not even telling you. I was thinking about rolling up, and you'd be in the shop, and you'd be like, well, hey! And I'm like, yeah, I just decided to surprise you.
Oh, man.
And who knows? Maybe I'll bring some breakfast burritos or something.
Yeah. They know the game time for that game yet?
11.
11. Perfect.
Yep.
Just perfect. I love it.
Yeah, they hate playing at that time.
I love being the road team for an 11 a.m. Doesn't give those idiots enough time to drink. All right. That was Kansas State.
That's fucking Kansas State, our fucking rival.
Are they? Shit. I still question that.
Well, basketball season is starting soon.
No, I'm not ready.
One of our guys is out for the season. I feel like that fucking SNL skit with the Debbie Downer lady. Basketball season's coming, guys. Yeah, and our point guard is injured. Wah, wah.
I'm not ready to talk basketball at all yet.
Like, fuck it, droopy dog. Are you feeling blue? All right. I'm losing my mind. This offense is making me crazy. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Let's go offense.
Go Cyclones.